Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Blogging. What is blogging? To some, blogging is a form of art. To me, it's a way of disseminating information and building an audience. At its core, blogging is the start of a discussion. Blogging is also a marketing tool. Blogging is contributing to the web of information. Blogging is not a computer or a machine. It's a verb. It's an act of a human. It's an interpersonal communication or exchange of information in the form of one-to-many. Blogging is a creative expression of one's mind, heart, and soul. And in the world of algorithmic marketing, it's easy to forget that there's a human behind that one piece of content you just consume. Humans, you and me, we're not algorithms or machines, but people who are opening up their vulnerability and sharing a work of art to spark a conversation. Much like a first dinner conversation with the in-laws, it can be very nerve-wracking when we're naturally subconscious of our thoughts and actions. I'll be honest, I'm very nervous right now at trying to hammer out my first audio podcast, but that's the beauty of the World Wide Web. It's exciting to me that I have the opportunity to create something that has the ability to reach millions across the globe and not even really have to pay a cent to make that happen. Blogging is a creative medium where we can share ideas, passions, plans, and so much more so others consume, build upon, and be inspired. Wow, so much that you can do with that power gives me goosebumps. But also, it's a bit overwhelming. That's exactly why I want you to avoid being overwhelmed. We're going to identify three core challenges first-time bloggers often face. How can you overcome your fear of making mistakes? Have you set up a system for coming up with content ideas? And how are you going to make time to create content for your blog? I find it's much easier to overcome challenges when you can look at them square in the face. So let's dive into these three things that might be roadblocking you from reaching your blogging success. Can you overcome your fear of making mistakes? It can be very overwhelming to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. But if you're uncomfortable, it's probably a good sign that you're doing something pretty extraordinary. I know for me, I've posted a lot of content that had mistakes and typos, and I've looked back at some of it and was like, what the heck was I thinking? But that's okay. In fact, it was important that it happened that way. The post was published and a lesson was learned. Don't let perfect stall or hinder your blogging efforts. Perfection is a dirty word in my opinion, mainly because it's something you can't ever reach. Author Stephen Pressfield in his book, The War on Art, eloquently explains, and I'm saying eloquently because I'm heavily paraphrasing, that perfection is part of the resistance. The resistance is not your friend, but rather the enemy that will try to attack you whenever you're trying to do something creative. I love how he equates that perfection is like the commanding general and is always the center of creative destruction. Some people think of perfection and liken it to Michelangelo and his work in the Sistine Chapel. It took him over 4 years to paint that mural, and yes, it was probably something that required a lot of attention to detail. But you and me, we're not painters, and this ain't the Sistine Chapel. I'm sure Michelangelo would have loved a program like Adobe Photoshop to mock up his work and edit it in real time. Perfection can also be the issue of maybe where you don't ever get started because you think it's going to be too hard and to try, and it'll require more effort than you can give it right now, so you won't even give it a start. That makes me sad. Sad for you, and because you're missing a really lucrative opportunity to get your message out there and build authority, but also for the people who will never consume your awesome content. Think about your users. Do it for them. Do it for you. Don't let perfection get in the way of your content creation efforts. Create content and ship it out. I guarantee you that you'll be surprised as you begin to create and strengthen your content creation muscles. It will become easier and you'll be able to work smarter to generate high-quality content in less time. Have you set up a system for coming up with content ideas? It's hard to sit down and create when you're not sure what to create. Deciding on what to blog about can be just as challenging as actually executing, and it's hard for me to sit down here and tell you what to write about because it's really a personal preference. Your blog is based on you, your goals, or the goals of your organization, and there's likely no senior editor telling you what beat to cover or what scene to visit. This is where you must open up your mind and start to journal content ideas and write them down as you receive them. If you consciously think about your blog and what you want to write about, the universe will bring opportunities to you, I promise. I keep a digital journal where I write my thoughts and tag entries with blog post ideas. Then I flush them out until I have the basis of a great piece of content. Not everything that I log is going to become the next killer post, but I must follow this process. Without it, nothing gets created, and I just run around thinking about great posts and not actually committing to anything. Consume. I always seem to get great ideas for new content when I listen or read from other inspirational people. As you listen or read, keep a conscious stream of ideas and write them down for future posts. Be sure to give credit when credit is due, but work these concepts and ideas and build upon them or make them your own to help tell your story. Most importantly, just start typing. You can often find something inspirational when you set yourself up for being your most creative you. Put yourself in a creative space. For me, I love writing in a coffee shop with my headphones playing classical music. The music allows me to focus on my mind and my computer while the busyness around me transfers into energy. Or maybe it's the caffeine, I don't know. The third and final challenge I want you to think about is how are you going to make time to create content for your blog? Find a location where you're both productive and creative is one challenge, but protecting time to create it is another. This is one challenge I'm constantly struggling with myself. Finding time daily to devote to my blogging and writing, and also protecting the time as best as possible. We all have life commitments. Maybe you have a full-time job, children, elderly parents, demanding clients, friends, etc. These are all very valid people who need and demand your attention. Since there isn't anyone but yourself championing for your blog, you must do what you can to keep the time you have focused on your blogging efforts. It's also hard to make time for something that you're not even sure how much time you need to make. I get it. If you're new to blogging, you may not have the experience to decide how much time you need to allocate to your efforts. I can't give you a solid number, but what I can recommend is starting with a daily goal of 30 minutes a day for writing and maybe another 30 minutes on supportive tasks such as promoting existing posts, emailing people for interview requests, research, etc. Unless you just start doing, you won't be able to identify how much time you really need to create awesome blog content. The more time you can devote to it, the better, but only as long as you're being smart with your time and not falling off the productivity cliff by wasting time on social networks or email. Believe me, I'm the king of this. I spend hours each week in email. I'm trying to cut back, but when social media is your job, it's something I can't just turn off. This is where it helps to build your mental productivity muscle. For when you're perusing Facebook, your conscious mind kicks in and reminds you to stop and get back to doing something productive. I guarantee you, if you really examine what you're using your time on each day, you would be surprised at how much time is actually wasted or unaccounted for. I didn't really start to notice this until I started tracking my time. I was doing this to keep billable hours for a client, but I found out quickly it was also a great way to keep track of my productive and non-productive time. I use a free app called Toggle, toggle.com, T-O-G-G-L.com, to keep a running tab of my hours. I don't do it all the time, now that I have an idea on how my day is spent, but if you never tracked your day before, then I highly recommend giving it a shot for a week to see if you have the opportunities to find more time to be productive. Then, rethink your week and identify the times of the day where you tend to lack and the hours that you are most productive. Try to schedule your content creation time during those hours when you are the most productive. Okay. I've covered three fundamental questions every blogger needs to address, and I hope that I've sparked some ideas for you to take and run with. Most importantly, just do it. Make mistakes, get important feedback. Every mistake you make is just feedback so you can sharpen your axe and swap at it again. Because if you don't try, you have no chances of feeling success. And success, even the smallest amount of success, such as accomplishing and finishing up one post, is absolutely amazing and addicting. Use this drug of blogging to grow your visibility online and gain influence to achieve the life you want to lead. If you're liking what you're hearing, be sure to head on over to blogyouwant.com and sign up for new episode alerts and other useful content. Thank you.